Welcome to Sister Speak Big Brother 11, where we discuss the current season of Big Brother from a sister's point of view. I'm Sister J.
And I'm Sister K. And welcome to episode 8. Let's get started.
Okay, this is Kevin's HOH week.
Yes, it is.
Oh, Lord, it's been drama filled again. Every week is some drama.
Yes, it has been.
But I am so glad the week ended on a good note.
What? How did it end on a good note?
Because Jeff got.
Well, why are we talking about that at the beginning of the podcast?
Because everybody knows by now. Everybody's seen it by now.
True. So anyway. Okay. Well, it didn't end on a good note for me at all.
But yeah, let's, for me,
let's go from, and I think we had a spoiler section last week where we talked about Kevin actually winning the HOH competition with the chocolate, hot chocolate, s'mores, whatever it was.
They took some bad spills, though.
They took a lot of
bad spills. Michelle took some bad spills, and so did Natalie.
Jordan, too, all of them did.
Yeah.
But the only competition was really between Kevin and Michelle.
Yeah.
Jordan really wasn't, she was doing way better than Natalie, though.
Oh, Natalie wasn't even trying. She wasn't even trying.
After a certain point, I think she just gave up.
But I think after Kevin won a couple of after Kevin fell a couple of times, then he even said it in a diary room session, then he just started having a real light step.
Well, he said it's his normal.
Yeah.
Which light, floaty step.
You can kind of tell,
yeah,
you know.
So, Kevin won, which I wasn't mad at, except that, you know, I knew his plan was to get Jeff out.
I was so glad Kevin won, because first of all, I don't like Big Brother when the same person wins two or three times. I just don't like it. So I was glad Kevin won from the standpoint of I wanted to see him, you know, win something and to be happy, and I wanted to see his pictures.
Yeah, his HOH room.
Yeah, see, so that's I was real happy, and plus, I like Kevin. I've liked Kevin from the beginning, so
I like Kevin too. I just didn't want him to get Michelle out. I was the only, she was really the only one I was worried about because Jeff.
He was not going to get Michelle out.
I had already kind of was irritated with him for believing them hook, line, and sinker. I mean, they had some valid points, and yes, Russell was going to come after him, but he was just all encompassed. I mean, he was all consumed with what they were telling him. Like, it was gold.
Did we talk about the fact that after Russell was evicted and then the HOH was played and Kevin won and everything, and, you know, after everybody kind of congratulated themselves, Michelle was off crying?
Yeah, we talked about that
okay.
in our spoiler section.
Yeah, because they just showed it, like, on the Sunday show. Anyway, so, you know,
you can talk about it. What do you want to say about
it? Well, nothing. It's just that everybody was you know, they were all happy for Kevin, this, that, and the other, but everybody was just trying to be pleasant until the nominations.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want them. Except, you know, Jeff did walk around just a little bit cocky because, you know, he had made the deal with Kevin and Natalie. Okay, we backdoor Russell. I don't put you up. And they, oh, yeah. You know.
I don't understand why he would feel that would still take place.
Because Jeff's dumb. I mean, think of how dumb it is. It is a game for $500,000. You haven't talked to Kevin and Natalie, for the most part, the whole game. Except when you were HOH and they were up there, you know, telling you the lies and stuff.
Right.
But why would you all of a sudden
believe everything
that comes out of their mouth?
Right.
And especially Jordan, believing Natalie over Michelle.
Well, that's what you were saying last week. You know, they tried to confront Michelle and Russell. They asked them questions about it, and they were both kind of
shady,
hinky with their answers, which just kind of confirmed it to them.
Yeah.
But, you know, and then honestly, to be truthful, they don't see all the stuff behind the scenes. So they don't know that Kevin and Allie were just manufacturing all that stuff.
That's true.
They don't know everything that they have manufactured in the house.
Well, and they have a whole lot of downtime in that house. I mean, you know, when they show the broadcast shows, it makes it appear like there's something going on all the time. But as Kevin said in his HOH blog, there's a lot of downtime. So somebody would tell somebody something, they got a couple hours to be thinking about it and mulling it over. Yeah. And that's why everybody gets so paranoid. But different people, you know, handle that paranoia better than others. See, Jeff did not handle his nomination well.
Well, Kevin even told him ahead of time.
Kevin told him ahead of time, I'm going to nominate you.
I'm going to nominate you.
But you're the pawn.
But that, don't worry, because I honestly can't nominate anyone else. And Jeff's asking, well, why not? And Kevin's trying to tell him because that gives you... And Jordan, whoever gets veto, all the power to vote.
Yep.
To keep your person and not mine. So I'm not going to, you know, put everything in one basket.
Kevin was very smart. I thought his reasoning was very
smart. If you're
going
to go through all the trouble to tell a lie, to try to stay off the block, and to stay, you're not going to jack it up.
Yeah.
Just because you want to supposedly keep your word, which nobody does in Big Brother.
And everybody lies in the house. Right. Everybody. Jeff's lied too.
Oh, yeah.
You know. But Jeff was hot.
Yep.
He was a butthole all week long. He really was. He was moody. He was nasty to people. And Jeff had some really terrible rants also. Of course, they edited all that out. Didn't show that on any of the broadcast shows.
They're not gonna.
But, you know, Jeff had a big old rant, once again, about Michelle and how much she lies and this, that, and the other, you know. And,
So after they get nominated, Michelle and Jeff get nominated. After they're nominated... Michelle and Jeff have a conversation where she's telling him, you need to fight. And he's like, what for? I'm done. They want me out. And she says, you need to fight because I want you to stay.
Mm-hmm.
And he's saying, how in the hell is that possible? She says, well, we'll work on Kevin. We'll work on Natalie. We'll work on whoever. Actually, that was before the nominations. Mm-hmm. Where she was telling him, you need to fight. Talk to Kevin if you can.
Right.
And try to see if he'll put Natalie up instead. And Jeff's like, oh, that's not going to happen. Mm-hmm. And Michelle is, you know, seriously saying, I want you to stay because if I go up against Jeff or Natalie, they've got all their friends in the jury.
Well, let's face it. Michelle likes Jeff.
She likes Jeff.
She has a big crush on Jeff.
Yeah.
And in Michelle's mind, if she could flip the script and have Jordan go out the door first, then she got Jeff off to herself. It's as simple as that. Because I'm telling you, Michelle stalked Jeff the whole week.
Yeah.
And every time she would come around Jeff and Jordan, they'd stop talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very uncomfortable silences and stuff. Michelle's smart enough to be peeping that out. See? So Michelle would talk this talk to Jeff only when she was alone with Jeff.
Well, yeah, because she's not going to sit around Jordan and say, I want Jeff, you to stay.
Well, but she didn't even say things like, you know, you need to fight and this, that, and the other. She didn't have to say, I want you to stay. She could have just, you know, been saying, yeah, but, you know, wait till veto, a competition, and you need to have positive attitude. You know, you need to stay and all that kind of stuff. So,
well,
anyway.
I do think Michelle's thinking that her best bet is to take Jeff because then she could, you know, they could battle it out and... A lot of people don't like Jeff in the jury. He's gotten a lot of the big players out. And she's thinking that maybe with taking him to the final two, that would give her a better chance.
Yeah, but before they have the POE competition, Michelle is generally by herself most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Natalie and Kevin are together, whether they're in the kitchen or the HOH room. And Jeff and Jordan, of course, are together. And Michelle's just kind of wandering around in the house from room to room by herself. And, you know, like I say, I mean, you know, Michelle never was one of my favorites, but I don't like seeing that, though. It's not that I feel sorry for her, because it is a game, but I think it's just kind of pitiful the way that they're doing her. And, you know, I want to point out this one particular thing. There's a whole lot of crap that Jeff and Jordan both have done and said in the house that never makes it on air so all of America can see, because they're trying to paint them two as the all-American couple. But they are some mean little bitches. But Sunday, oh, they are. Oh, please. Jeff and Jordan are in the backyard. And they're talking and stuff. Michelle comes out there with some chips and dip. And one thing I can say is Michelle needs to lower her microphone, because her microphone is too close to her mouth. So when she's chomping them chips, it's loud. Or it sounds really loud over her microphone.
She kind of smacks when she eats.
Yeah. So anyway, Jeff and Jordan stop talking. They're on the couch. As soon as Michelle comes out, they stop talking. There's a long, uncomfortable silence. And it is just... I'm thinking, why are they doing that to her? So after, it's like 3 whole clock minutes, maybe 3 or 4. Then Jeff gets up and he goes to the pool table. And Michelle's trying to make polite conversation. She says, Jeff, you know, are you going to play by yourself? You know what Jeff says to her? Mm-hmm. He says, yeah, that way no one can stab me in the back. What kind of mess is that? And Michelle, she had the oddest look on her face like, what the hell did I do? Mm-hmm. You know, and I'm thinking, see, I don't like that. He's a spoiled sport. As long as he was nominating people and walking around all cocky, everything was good.
Yeah.
See, he has been a butthole.
That's how they all get, though.
Oh, man.
All of them got that way. That's what Sheena, Natalie, and Jesse's whole problem was when they weren't in power.
Yep.
They went off the deep end, was all moping and ugly acting, and it's just like they lose their minds when they don't have that.
But for me, along with all the offensive things that Jeff and Jordan have said about people in the house, it seems to me that it rubs me even deeper, because they have witnessed Sheema, Jesse, all of them do this behavior before them.
Yeah.
And, oh, I'm not going to do that. I mean, why are you going to do that? Just because you have all the power.
Yeah.
And they did the exact same thing. And then he was doing all that yin-yang talking to Russell all week long. And then he's doing the same thing when he's nominated.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. The only thing he didn't do, the only thing Jeff has done differently than Russell is Jeff does not go up in people's faces. And as a matter of fact, Kevin even told Jordan, of all people, later in the week that had Jeff come up to the HOH room and talked to him, you know, he might have done something different. He said, but I did exactly what Jeff did to me. And I forgot that Jeff put Kevin on the block that one time, too.
Yeah.
And Kevin said, Jeff put me up on the block. And then he says, hey, dude, you know, you get to play for POV. Save yourself. He said, well, that's what Jeff needs to do.
Yep.
Win the damn POV and save yourself then.
Mm-hmm.
So then we get to
up until the POV, everybody's studying stuff around the house.
Yeah.
Did you notice that on the After Dark?
Uh-huh.
They're all studying stuff. Kevin and Natalie are going over dates, because they think it's going to be question and answer about dates that things have happened in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Jeff and Jordan, they're talking. He's telling Jordan she needs to really think about.
But they're also seeing alien figures in the mirrors and
that's
stuff.
True.
That was funny.
That was.
On the After Darks, that was funny. I mean, and Jordan
was the only one to see him at first.
I
mean, nobody else was able to see him.
Kevin was seeing him too.
But he was freaking out.
Yeah, but Natalie wasn't seeing him and stuff. And you know how Natalie is. She's like, oh, I don't believe y'all or you know, something. But then everybody started seeing him. So they knew it had something to do with the little alien thing.
Theme.
But the POV competition was pretty cute.
That was cute. I liked watching.
Wait a minute. I mean, the best part is every single contestant made some comment about Laura's big ass teeth.
Oh my! That was actually.
Oh man!
After watching that, I said Laura is gonna be the very next day on the phone trying to get into her dentist. Get her teeth filed in or something.
And like I said, rather than spend all that money for them double D fake boobs, she should have got her teeth fixed first.
There's nothing wrong with her teeth.
Oh, please, they horse. She could have filed them things back or something. You know,
Sister Jay, that's awful.
She need to fix that. And you call yourself one to be in Hollywood and you know do stuff. Oh, fix that mouth. Oh yeah. Anyway, but
someone told me that she signed on to do a Playboy spread.
why else would she get the daggone fake boobs? And hers were fake looking. I mean, they were like two big old basketballs just sitting on your chest. That's ridiculous. You know, but hey, then she better not smile then. Because when they see them horse teeth.
They're not going to be looking at her face.
Oh, Lord. Yeah, but they're so big that, you know.
They're not looking at, Playboy don't care about her teeth.
That's true. But anyway, so they had the morphing contest. You know, the contest where they take two pictures and morph them together. Now.
I like those contests.
This is just my own personal opinion. I don't believe for a moment that Michelle did it in a minute 52.
Why?
Because I just don't. I don't. But, you know, I think it was...
Why do you not think that?
Because...
What makes you not think
that? Well, first of all, I don't think that she would have beat Kevin. Kevin is a graphic artist. He does this all the time.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
Nah.
A graphic artist doesn't put two faces together and tell you to figure it out.
I just don't believe it. And every year that they have this contest, I feel that same way because we don't get to see what their time is. It's just that Big Brother tells us what their time is. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, but I mean, I'm not sorry that Michelle was able to save herself off the block because that meant that Jeff was sure to go home, which is fine with me.
Sister Jay, you just coming up with some conspiracy things.
That's what I feel like because I do know that they manipulate. The production manipulates.
But you know what? There's too many people on that production staff that would say, oh, her time was really 6 minutes, so we're going to tell everyone that it was a minute and 52 seconds. That's a really big discrepancy. I mean, when it's actually timed, to me, that's something they can't manipulate. But when it's one of those things about...
We don't know if it's actually timed. We don't see the clock. It's not like when you watch Wipeout or something and they got the little clock ticking. We, the audience, don't get to see it. We are told what their time is afterwards. Anyway, that's just me. But be that as it may, some of those pictures were really, really weird. Really weird. And I thought it was hilarious that Jeff couldn't get his own picture.
That was.
I mean, what's up with that?
That picture was weird because the hair was all funky.
Yeah. And then a couple of them got hung up on the Russell picture where you could tell by the ears it was Russell.
Yep.
I mean, you know, dang. And then like the
hair. The
everybody
Natalie,
got the Laura picture because you could tell by the teeth.
Yeah. But the Natalie picture with Michelle messed him up because they all saw that hair and thought it was Shima.
And thought it was Shima. See, but
Shima's
it was
Natalie. Hair was way bigger
way
than that.
Way bigger than that. So yeah. I'm thinking, why would y'all think that's Shima? Because the hair just was not big enough. But it was a fun game, though, to
I
watch.
I wasn't sorry to see it.
It was cute.
Michelle get it. Even though I know they want to get Jeff out, mm-hmm. that just, you know, you never know. People can change
That's
up.
That's true.
Which I think would have been dumb to do, mm-hmm. but they could have. And so that forced them to get either Jeff or Jordan out, which was smart
yep.
because they're still, like, paired up.
But now, what do you think about the fact that Michelle went... Well, a day and a half, because from the veto competition to the actual ceremony is about a day and a half. And she went through that time kind of leading Jeff and maybe some of the other house guests to believe that she might use the veto on Jeff. Yeah, she was doing that. And she was talking it up to Jeff, too.
Well.
She says, I mean, of course I want to use it on myself, but, you know. And then... She did have a conversation with Kevin about, well, you know, yes, I do want to, you know, stay in the game and everything, but, you know, I really want Jeff to stay. And she was trying to get Kevin to agree that he would talk to Natalie about voting to out Jordan.
Instead.
And that way, she says, then I'll take myself off the block. You can put Jordan on. And, you know, you're good to go next week.
Well, I don't see how anyone would have believed her.
Of course they didn't believe
her. I would never have believed that she wouldn't use it on herself.
Mm-hmm.
That she would save Jeff. That would just be stupid.
But she was running around the house trying to get people to believe that. And, of course, they all, to her face, oh, really?
Well,
you know.
It must have been her little thought that if she had people believe in it, that they would agree to keep Jeff. I don't know. I didn't mm-hmm. hear that her say... I don't know what her thought behind that was. That would I would have just looked at her like she was crazy.
And then,
well, see, okay, go ahead. I'm just gonna say, it reminds me of when Jesse was up and Lydia was up and she's like, oh, just send me home. This is why I got kind of irritated with Jeff. And well, Jeff I had already been irritated with. Mm-hmm. I didn't like how he was treating Michelle or Jordan, actually. Yeah. But I got really irritated about Jordan, which I've liked the whole season. Because then after Michelle won the veto, mm-hmm. of course she knows that she's going up.
Right.
She's walking around the house saying, Jeff, you deserve to be here better more than me. Crying and shit. Talking about, well, I'm going to campaign for people to get me out and not you. Because you deserve to be here over anyone else. And I'm thinking, what the hell?
I know.
Girl.
I know.
You sound just like dumbass Lydia.
I know.
And I know her family had to be at home going, what the hell are you talking about? Jeff, because he sure wouldn't do that shit for you.
And Jeff was telling her the whole week, okay, you've got to win this veto competition. You've got to win it and, you know, drilling her and stuff. And then when Jordan didn't win, because Jordan's time was the worst time, wasn't it?
Yeah, five minutes.
It was like 5 whole minutes. And Jeff, did you see what he was doing? Jeff had this look like, oh, God. And then after the veto competition and Michelle won and you know, the people was congratulating her, Michelle said to turn to Jeff after she got her key and was trying to say, Jeff, I'm sorry. And he said, get away from me.
I know, I didn't like that.
You dummy. Yeah, he had to go. What a spoiled sport.
It's okay to be upset, but you don't need to be acting ugly.
You don't need to be ugly like that. I mean, Michelle was on the block too. Of course she's going to fight to save herself.
Which is why I'm irritated with these women this season.
I know.
All trying to save these dumbass men.
Yeah.
Who treat them like shit.
Get their asses out.
Because Michelle still was steadily trying to figure out a way.
To save Jeff.
Mm-hmm. Now, I think it's a lot of it's because she has a crush on his ass.
Right.
But I think she also feels like that's her best chance to win. But, you know, she needs to figure out another way.
Yeah. Actually, I think I think Michelle's best chance to win is to take Kevin. Because I do believe that even if she takes Jordan, I do believe that she can talk those people into giving her the money. I really think so. But with Kevin, and Natalie's got, you know, half the athlete team in-house. Lydia's going to vote however Jesse won't.
Well, listen, you know, when we get to eviction day, and they show us...
Well, we have to do the POV ceremony. We haven't done that yet.
Oh, go ahead.
And, of course, Michelle took her own self off the block. And, you know, Kevin, of course, put Jordan up with Jeff. And, you know, I'm with you. I got so irritated with Jordan boohooing and crying, mm-hmm. apologizing to Jeff for not winning the veto. Now, at least he didn't man up a teeny bit and say, no, it's my fault. I should have won the veto. I didn't come through with the win, so hey. But he was irritated with Jordan.
Yes.
Too. And I'm thinking, you dumb dummy.
Look, she did the best that she could do, which is what she's been doing the whole season.
Exactly.
Not winning shit. So why are you going to get mad at her now? Because your ass needs it because you effed up.
Exactly.
And messed up your alliance that could have gotten you to the four. Mm-hmm. And now you're going to be mad at her because she didn't win for your ass? No. Mm-hmm.
Now.
I was irritated with him. And I've been liking Jeff. I think he's good looking. He's personable. He's fun. But I was too through with his ass then.
Yeah. And, you know, so the remainder of the week while they're waiting for the live eviction day, you know, he's just kind of in a real pissy mood every single day. Mm-hmm. But now he does have some moments where they all talk and they all get along. They sit and play cards a lot, you know, play games. And he can at least talk civilly. So it is... His attitude is really stinky, but it's different than with Russell because he doesn't blow up at people and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
So they can at least all get along. But in the meantime, all this, Jeff and Michelle are working on Natalie to get her vote, to get her to see that she cannot take Kevin to the final and she cannot take this one. And they are working her because they already know Michelle has let it be known, I will not vote against Jeff. So I'm sorry, Jordan, but I'll be voting for you. And Natalie has let it be known, well, I'm voting for Jeff, which means it's going to be a tie, and a tiebreaker be Kevin. Well, Kevin already wanted Jeff out. Mm-hmm. You know, he already wanted Jeff out. So,
well, even Michelle and Kevin were talking, and she was telling Kevin, you know, Natalie cannot win with you.
Yep.
She's going to try to get you out as soon as she can as well.
Yep.
And so if you keep Jeff here, me and Jeff can play for the HOH against her and have more of an odd of winning because we want to get her out.
And see,
now, this they're trying to do exactly what Kevin and Natalie did.
Exactly.
And Lydia at the time, is try to come up with this little fabrication to get them not to put mm-hmm. one of them out.
And then, while
the difference is, Kevin and Natalie ain't buying that shit.
Well, and while Michelle and Jeff are saying this to Kevin, then Michelle and Jeff are saying a different scenario to Natalie, which is, okay, look. We will throw the HOH competition.
Yeah.
And let you win. And we promise we will not be nominating you. So, yeah, if you can work that and vote for me and I stay in the house. And then Natalie got Jeff to say, well, yeah, I mean, you know, I'm playing for me. Jordan have to go. See?
Yeah.
Jordan have to go. Well, whenever she talks to Jordan, of course, Jordan doesn't say that. But Natalie got Jordan to get pumped up. And Natalie said, look. You have just as much right to be here as Jeff does. She says, what do you think your family is going to be doing?
Thank you.
Or saying, you know, Natalie was telling Jordan that trying to pump her up to get mm-hmm. her. Look, you need to be around here saying, no, I'm going to stay. She says, you don't have to campaign against Jeff. Nobody's asking you to do that. But you at least have to say that you want to stay. And so Jordan did kind of perk up. She says, yeah, you know, you're right. Because Natalie kept emphasizing. But what do you think your family's sitting home saying? Don't be throwing that away for some guy you just met 2 months ago.
Right.
Oh, Natalie was breaking it down, though. So that was a good thing that Natalie was doing. Okay.
That's the first time Natalie made some damn
sense. I know. What you think about Natalie and her Mike's Lemonade?
Oh, Lord.
Oh, Natalie got toe up.
Well,
and she was given all kinds of hints about the fact that she is not 18, and them house guests, either they don't care anymore, or they just wasn't picking up on it.
I mean, she was running her mouth so long since I've had some alcohol, and she drank the whole six pack or four. I don't know how many.
He had four.
She drank all of it.
She drank all the mics.
And Jeff was upset because that was on Tuesday night.
Yeah.
He was saying, well, this is my last night to drink because they don't give him alcohol Wednesday night before Thursday live eviction day.
Right.
So he was like, this is my last night to drink, and Big Brother ain't giving us no alcohol. And here an 18-year-old's tearing up the Mike's Lemonade.
And getting drunk.
Oh, getting drunk.
She was live, let me tell you.
She was kind of funny, though.
She was kind of funny, but she was live. They was all sitting around playing cards.
No, she demanded that they all go play cards.
She demanded everybody come play cards. And, you know, even when Natalie is not halfway intoxicated, she can be annoying.
Yeah.
But just think of it. To the 10th degree. I mean, she was like a little buzzing in their ear. So they just all went on and, you know, played. But at least they got them all around the table.
But she was acting so weird because the whole time they were playing cards, mm-hmm. she kept talking to Jeff and Jordan.
Yes.
Jordan really didn't want to play. Now, Jordan was in a funky mood, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, she was sad and stuff. You understand it. But she didn't really want to play. She wasn't really talking. And they were all playing cards. Well, they had that table, even though they have the smaller table, Natalie's short. So every time they would put a card down or a discard, the cards would be kind of far away from her.
That's true.
Come on, y'all. Y'all got to move the cards up so I can reach. They were all looking at her like, okay, whatever. Kevin was right before, he was the one who would draw right before her, and he didn't apparently move the cards up far enough for her. So she says, this MF-er needs to move the gosh dang cards, like I say.
Did you see the looks Kevin was giving her?
Gave her a look like, if I could kill her with my eyes right now, she would be 6 feet under the ground.
He got to pursing his little lips. And
to his credit, see, this is what Kevin's good at. He gets pissed off, but he don't come out and say
it. He didn't say a word.
So finally, Natalie, and then she's saying, so Jordan, she's asking her questions, is Jeff a good kisser? And she's asking Jeff questions. Are we still going to be friends after this game's over? And he's like, yeah, of course. I want to see how you're doing in college. You're going to be too busy to even think about all this. Oh, they don't know her ass is out of college.
Really?
She's asking Jordan, you know, are you going to be friends with me and talk to me after all this is over with? And she's all loud, and she's not talking to Kevin, and she's not talking to Michelle.
Nope.
Finally, she notices all these evil eyes that Kevin's giving her because she's talking so damn loud, and she's kind of being rude to them.
Yeah,
she And is. She's like, well, what's with the mean mugging, Kevin? Why are you mean mugging me? Mean dogging me. And he's like, I'm not mean dogging you. Then he starts kind of playing around like he is, but he really was.
Yeah,
mad.
He really was. He was pissed. But Jeff was peeping that out too, because Jeff could see that Kevin was getting irritated.
Yeah, anyone could see that.
Uh-huh. And Michelle, bless her heart.
Michelle was really.
Hey, she was quiet. She said, my name Bennett, I ain't in it.
She spoke was up quiet. A little bit because she was like, Mally, nobody's trying to keep the card from you or, you know, whatever. She's getting irritated, too.
Oh,
you can
yeah.
tell.
Natalie was just really obnoxious, though. She really was obnoxious. So, you know. Okay. Then we getting closer to the live eviction. Oh, man. I love Thursdays. I love Thursdays, you know. One thing I found interesting, though, is let's talk about the jury house.
Oh, no.
Oh, my goodness.
Do we have to talk about
yes,
the jury house?
Yes, let's talk about the jury house.
This is another instance where I wanted to do some violence.
Yeah, she did.
I wanted to do violence.
Oh, okay.
Through the TV screen.
And who, Jesse?
No.
Lydia?
I wanted to snatch Lydia by her newly dyed black hair, which looks good, by the way. I'm surprised the hair hasn't fallen out.
I know.
And slap her 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 times.
Mm-hmm.
All that baby talking, oh, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Aren't you my friend? Let's be friends. Da, 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 da. Oh my goodness.
And making his drink for him. And telling him, now drink it.
And Jesse is sitting there like he did all through the season, acting like he really could care less if she's there or not.
Exactly. But she likes that.
Oh my God.
That kind of treatment. You know, there are women who like that kind of treatment.
What's wrong with these women?
I don't know. But so they were excited to see who was going to be coming into the house.
This is how women really act.
Yes, there are women who really act that way.
It's annoying.
They really act that way. They sublimate everything they are for a dude.
Women out there listening, please don't do that.
I know, but it happens every day.
It is so annoying to your friends. They might not tell you, but it's annoying.
Yes.
Do you have friends that used to go out with y'all as couples and now don't? It's probably because they can't stand how you act around your man. Don't
that
do that.
That's so true. That's true. It is so
annoying. They don't want to say nothing, so they just avoid you. Unless you're alone.
Right. So we get where Lydia and Jesse are, you know, in the house and they're waiting for the limo to pull up. They sitting on the couch waiting to see who comes in.
Yep.
In walks Russell, of course, grinning and laughing and smiling and stuff, you know. And so he pops in the video so they can, you know, show him that week and everything. And Jeff does seem a little irritated that Jeff is the one that backdoored him.
Jesse.
Yeah. Jesse seems quite irritated because you can see it on his face, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But the best part of the jury house to me was when Lydia let Russell know that Natalie is actually 24.
Yeah.
Yep. And Russell could not believe
it. Actually, Jesse let him know.
Well, yeah, but they were both talking about it. He could not believe it. And one thing he did say, he said, so she was lying from the very beginning.
From the very get-go.
Uh-huh. So, you never
and
know.
And did you notice how Jesse's facial expression was? He's like, he kind of was sneering. She's 24.
Yeah.
She's not 18. He was sneering like, okay, now that him and Lydia have gotten together,
uh-huh.
She's probably told him all this stuff that
said,
Jesse's pissed off.
Yep. I think so.
Probably Lydia, because you know how girls do too.
Exactly.
Lydia was telling Jesse, oh, well, Natalie said she never liked you. That you were just, she was just trying to be nice to you. That she's got a boyfriend that she loves, and she never thought of you like that. Because remember when Natalie found out that Lydia and Jesse were hooking up?
Mm-hmm.
Natalie got pissed and started saying all this stuff about Jesse.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the one thing Lydia went back and told him.
And that way when
Jesse... Try to break that shit up.
And that way when Jesse does ask Natalie, she's got to say, well, yeah. and then say that.
Probably tell him that she thinks that Jeff's cutest in the house because mm-hmm. Jesse hates Jeff, so yep. that's going to really piss him off more. Mm-hmm. So I have a feeling that's what happened, and that's why Jesse's face when Natalie's name came up was like, eh.
It could be. Because you know she's told him a lot of stuff. Yeah. And now Russell's getting ready to tell him a lot of stuff. And they're getting ready to tell Russell a lot
now,
of stuff.
Now, Russell did say that he thinks Jeff's going to be next. Because And they were like, no, Kevin's not going to have the guts to do that. And Russell's like, oh, yes, he will.
Well, Jesse said, no, Kevin doesn't have the balls to do that. Yeah. And, yeah, Russell corrected him. So, oh, yeah, he does. He does. So,
he's right.
Jesse's going to be real surprised when he sees Jeff coming in there.
Which is what Russell kind of was trying to tell them. Look, mm-hmm. you think they're going to actually take you. You're going to listen to them. And you think they're going to actually go with you and keep that deal. He's like, we had a final four. And we were keeping all that. We were going to be right. final four.
Well, now.
Russell's going to be happy.
Let me tell you, though. There's a lot of people on the message boards and online saying they don't think Jeff is going to the jury house, that they think Jeff is going to be brought back into the Big Brother house.
What?
Because, this is what they're saying, because Jeff was not shown any goodbye messages. And I'm thinking, well, I think the only reason he wasn't is because they was running out of time. They was running out of time. They had to get that stuff done because they had to play the HOH. So I don't believe that.
I don't know because
he will return back. Jesse, I don't know.
Jesse didn't get to see his goodbye messages either, but they had all that stuff to do. The coup d'etat. And so they showed him when he got to the jury house.
Yeah.
His goodbye messages.
Okay. So.
But.
That's what they're saying online. I don't know.
But.
And especially because Julie Chen.
Yes, mentioned there's another
Pandora, part to Pandora's box.
That will, she said this time, will
impact the game. Mm-hmm. That's what she said.
If they do that, that.
Oh, that'd be messed up. That'd be so messed up. That'd be so unfair. That'd be more unfair than bringing Jesse back into the house in the first place. You know, that would be so unfair. And if they do that, then that shows you that it was rigged for Jeff. No. I mean, without a doubt, because that is patently unfair.
Yeah, that wouldn't be right. But hey, Big Brother does shit like that.
Yeah, they do. So anyway, you know, it was.
No, I think he really is out of the house, but it didn't even occur to me that.
Because he has done his Ross Matthews interview also.
Well, then.
Yeah. Because I did watch that. And of course, he was on the early show the next morning with Julie Chen, which is actually an extension of that night, but they played in the next morning. And I mean, it was a fine interview. I mean, he didn't act any different or say anything any different than when he first got out of the house, you know? Mm. But once again, though, when Kevin had to break the tie vote, and so he voted to evict Jeff, did Jeff tell him goodbye? As he left the house, wasn't Kevin the only one that he didn't say hug and say goodbye to?
Because when they stood up to do their last pitch to stay, Jeff spoke right to Natalie and saying, "You are aligned with a backstabber, two faced, whatever."
Yeah,
and that PO'd Kevin off.
Yeah,
and so when Kevin did his little thing. He put his little two cents in there. Mm-hmm. And Jeff is pissed because he feels like he got. Like
he got.
But like he was lied to because Kevin promised. Mm-hmm. Well, he promised too.
Well, and let's face it. He's real.
And this is Big Brother.
He's real ticked that Kevin, the gay guy, is going to be lasting longer in the game than him. Let's face it.
Well, I don't know about that.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's made so many homophobic comments. It's ridiculous. And the diary room has had to caution him on that, too. Him and Jordan both. So, yeah, I'm sure that's in his mind, too. But his interview with Ross Matthews on Inside Dish, it's hilarious. It's hilarious. Because that little Ross Matthews guy, he's acting like he got a big crush on Jeff.
He probably does. No, Jeff is cute.
But that's what I'm saying. So, you know, it's hilarious. So I encourage everyone, if you haven't seen that interview, to go and see that interview because it's funny.
Well,
it's
I know I have a lot of people at work who watch Big Brother that we talk about all the time. Uh-huh. And I have a couple people who are upset, don't want to watch the show anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Because Jeff's gone.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, wait a minute now. You didn't let Evil Dick keep you from watching Big Brother, but you're going to let Jeff leaving that he did on himself? Mm-hmm. I said, Jeff's going to be fine. Mm-hmm. He's going to be quite all right because he was personable. He's good looking. He's funny. Mm-hmm. And when he gets out of the house, he's going to have a lot of opportunities coming his way.
He's already done acting jobs anyway because he was telling Michelle, you know, how to go about it and some of the things. And he was also talking to
He'll get more.
Because, Jordan about it.
Because
sure.
of this. You know, so he's going to be okay.
Yeah. So even if he wasn't, so what? It's a game.
Well, but people get attached to their people.
Please.
And I'm telling you, I have at least three people that say they ain't going to watch it no more.
Yeah, well, you know what? I say good riddance.
I'm watching it.
And the only season I did not watch the final episode...
It was the Evil Dick season.
And I didn't watch the final episode when it got down to final two, nor did I watch the finale, and that was Evil Dick and Danielle. Yeah. I couldn't stand them two.
I didn't either.
I could not stand that evil Dick and his stupid-ass anorexic daughter. Oh, Lord. So, yeah, I had to go out.
Sister Jay,
and that was the year we had the feeds, wasn't it?
Yeah.
So hey, I had to cut that crap off because see, no, he is just too nasty for me, and he looked nasty, and his behavior matches how he looks, grown ass man acting that way. You know what? All I can say is he ought to be glad he is not around me, or know anybody that I know, because I got some folks who can deal with him.
Sister Jane, anyway, right.
Okay, so.
That is not right.
Hey, well, you know what? I was that mad in his season.
Now, that was the season that I said, you know, it's going to be hard for me to come back and watch it.
Oh, yeah, because I was really
Like I said to the people, I'm not letting, you know, him take me from a show that I like.
Yeah, because I do like Big Brother.
Even though CBS manipulates and all that crap, I still enjoy watching the show because it.
And like last season, I got real sick and tired of April and Ollie and all that stuff, but I wasn't going to let them stop me from watching either.
No.
You know, but there was some people in that house that, including Jesse, that I really, really was irritated with all the time. But
every season there are a couple of people that you just can't stand, but you know.
There's a couple.
You just have to deal with it.
Yeah.
But now what really... Now, what really got me upset was when, okay, so we get through the whole eviction. Mm-hmm. I already knew they were going to be stupid if they didn't let get rid of Jeff at this point when they had a chance.
That's right. Just
take
like
your
with
chances
Russell.
Because between Jeff and Jordan, who do you think has more of a chance to win stuff?
Exactly.
Yeah. Now, it could happen. You know, things happen where it goes back and forth, but he would be more of the threat that I would think of.
Jordan was HOH because Jeff threw the competition.
So we get to the new HOH competition, which turns out to be true or false.
Yep, questions.
Questions. Did this happen? And they weren't related, really, to the house. It was questions of, do you think this person did this outside of the house, a past house guest?
Right.
So that put a little new wrinkle to it.
Yeah,
and
but you could still kind of guess.
Only Natalie, another thing. When they were all lined up to do the HOH, it really goes home that it's three women and one man left in the finals.
Yep.
Which is kind of cool.
Which is what Shima wanted in the first place.
Think about it. But when they all lined up to play, I'm thinking, okay, this could go any way because you don't know who knows what.
It's true.
You know, in the heat of the moment, you could get you could get stressed.
Exactly. And I think that's what happened with Michelle.
So we get to the, and it was questions like, you know, after his eviction, did Casey go online and sell banana suits and things, true or false?
Mm-hmm.
You know, those kind of questions that you don't really know, you just have to guesstimate.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jordan comes out with the first early lead.
Yep.
And I was like, okay, well, I wouldn't be too upset if Jordan won.
I didn't want Jordan to win.
I wouldn't be, except for the fact that I thought she might want to target Michelle.
I wanted Michelle to win.
I wanted Michelle to win to make sure that she could stay.
Exactly. I wanted Michelle to win because that everybody's so nasty to her all the time that I wanted her to be safe. See? Yeah. So I wanted her to be HOH.
But we get on down to, it's the best, what, the most of, out of seven questions?
Right. And points and six after questions, seven questions. It was 4-4-4.
And as soon as Natalie caught up and it was all tied, I was like, shit. When we go to the tiebreaker, that's going to be ugly.
Okay, don't you find it strange that Michelle would have won had she not crossed out her first response? Because Michelle, the question was, how many cans were in all of the house guest tubes
right
at that last
HOH.
HOH, where Jeff won.
Well, two HOHs ago, yeah.
Right, two. Anyway, and so Natalie guessed 75. Jordan guessed, what she guessed, 100 and some.
24.
Oh, 24. And Michelle initially wrote 80. 80.
I didn't see
and
it.
And then when Julie said, okay, and she said,
I need an answer.
I need an answer because she was waiting on Natalie because Natalie was trying to add it up in her head. Then Michelle second guessed herself. She flipped her slate over and wrote 75.
Or
60. 64. And Natalie had 75, and the answer was 93 or 94.
90 I don't know.
But see, Michelle would have won if she would not have second-guessed herself.
As soon as Natalie won, I was like, damn.
So Natalie's the new HOA.
And then what damn. Made it even worse, which was my second instance of wanting to come through the TV slap someone.
Oh, yeah.
Was when Natalie starts running around the backyard. Oh, Shima, I did it for you. Shima, vindication. Shima, vindication's coming. I'm like, oh. Somebody slap her.
Yeah, she running around talking about, I did it for you, Shima. I won for you.
This I told you I would win. I told you.
Oh, my goodness.
Kevin, I told you I'd win.
Oh. She is obnoxious.
Obnoxious.
I want her gone, but she's safe this week. That's too damn bad.
I know.
So she going to be in the final three.
Yep, she is.
Lord have mercy.
She is. And her goal is to get Michelle out. Which I really don't like because I want Michelle to go to the final.
I don't think so. I don't think that's her goal. Okay. So
well, that was her goal before HOH.
Okay. Now, that's the end of the broadcast show. So, of course, we watch the After Darks and a whole bunch of stuff. So, if you don't want to know other things,
this is
then
going to be our spoiler section.
Skip ahead just a couple minutes.
I know. It'll be more like 10, 15.
Okay.
Probably.
Let's give them a few seconds to pause their little thing.
Spoiler.
Now, in the After Darks.
Well, okay, Sister J, let me say, I'll comment because I haven't watched the After Dark since that night because I was irritated.
Okay.
And I just couldn't handle, I tried to watch it for about 15 minutes and Natalie was, I just couldn't watch her. I could not stomach it.
Okay, it was really, really a chore for me to watch the After Dark on Thursday night because Natalie's mouth is so irritating. But be that as it may, she was talking, of course, and talking and talking. And everybody's trying to be Jordan, Michelle, and even Kevin. They're trying to be nice and supportive, you know?
Yeah.
And it takes a little while. And then Natalie is in the diary room for quite a while. And then she comes out and she's got her HOH
key.
She's
probably gloating and shit.
Who knows? She has her HOH key. So, you know, let's go see my HOH room. We get up there and she has some really nice pictures. She's got this one picture when she was a little girl. She has these bifocal glasses on. Actually, while they're looking at the picture, you know, because Natalie's running her mouth, then she says, Kevin says, oh, you were so cute. Look at those glasses. She says that she just got out of bifocals because she had LASIK, that LASIK surgery, about a year ago. Michelle says, oh, really? Because you got to be over 18 to have LASIK surgery. See that?
Oh.
So she's putting that together, see, because otherwise, evidently, you can't get it. I didn't know that. You had to be a certain age. Over a certain age.
What did Natalie say?
She just
went on
talking right quick, see? Because I know in her mind, she's thinking, oops, almost messed up. So, and she does have pictures of her boyfriend. Of course, they're telling her, oh, he's cute, you know. Evidently, he's older. Because she is actually 24. So,
didn't she say, I remember her saying, isn't he 30 or something?
Well, no, I think he's like 28 or something like that. But they're saying, so Michelle, or it was either Michelle or Kevin, one of the two was saying, well, wait. Because she's already told him we've been together 2 years, almost 3 years. They trying to add that up. Well, wait a minute. So you were like 16?
And he was 15,
20 something. Hey, they trying to say, you know, that's some legal issue, you know. So she's having to steer that conversation way on something else. So she's reading her letter. And she reads her letter, and it's from her father. And, you know, she's kind of like, she has a reaction. She's very happy to have the letter, but she has a reaction kind of like Shima did, where she said, this must not be a current letter. That's what she's thinking anyway. Why? After. But she has all kinds of goodies and stuff in her bag, and they're all saying, dang, you got everything. And she keeps saying stuff like, well, yeah, they hooked me up because they knew that they better give me everything that I asked for. Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
She is just a piece of work. And, of course, you know, looking in the fridge, she's got some more Mike's lemonade.
She does?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Did anybody comment about that?
Nope. But I'm sure they're thinking about it, though.
They have to know. Because I remember that week or that day she was drinking, just like an 18-year-old drinking, Big Brother. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Yeah. They got to be thinking. They got to be thinking. But anyway. And so, you know, anyway, so it was very hard for me to take, but I did watch it, and it, I mean, nothing earth shattering happened or anything, but she was already hinting to Kevin that she was going to be putting him up on the block as a pawn.
What?
Yep. She was kind of hinting. Now, I don't know, you know, their whole conversation, probably the next night, either during the day or after dark, they're probably going to talk about it. So, but like I said, she was just hinting, you know.
So what would be her, I mean, so has she had any conversations that you saw with Michelle?
No.
And Jordan?
Not alone, just everybody in a group.
Yeah.
You know, they're up in the HOH room and stuff. And then, of course, the after darks are over.
Well, I think she would be, I don't know. See, this is the dilemma now with all of them. They have to start thinking about who can they win against. But the thing is about thinking about who you're going to win against is trying to figure out what the jury is going to use as their criteria. Are they going to use friendship or alliance with who they used to have an alliance with? Or are they going to use who they think played a better game?
Well, I honestly believe that Natalie believes that if she takes Michelle or Jordan with her to the final two, that she'll lose. Even if she's got...
I think so too.
Because she has already made reference to the fact that they're white and I am not. And that is what Natalie has in her brain.
I remember
brain.
Her saying that about, yep. Especially about America having a vote.
Yep. So
she was saying America's going to vote for...
the white one.
White America... She says white America votes and watches Big Brother. And so if they're allowed to vote, they're going to vote obviously for another white person.
Exactly.
And especially... one that's been, they think, portrayed as all-American, like Jeff or Jordan.
Jeff or Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
So, and they're correct. They are certainly correct. So, I think that is the true reason that she wants to take Kevin. Because then you have two people of color.
Well,
you're going to have to vote for one or the other.
Well, I don't know about the color part, but
I think so.
I do agree, and this is the same with Michelle. If you take someone from your... if you take someone... from the opposite, let's say, alliance. So if Michelle takes Natalie, that splits the votes up between people that you used to be aligned with and people they used to be aligned with. Mm-hmm. If you take someone from your same alliance, they all are forced to vote for you regardless of if you were aligned with them or not. And then the only criteria they really have to go on is if you played a better game. See what I mean?
That's true.
And that takes that friendship thought out of the
but
out
these
of the
are some,
equation.
This has been a particularly bitter group of people. So you don't know. They might be voting off of bitterness, you know?
Well, but like, okay, this is what we didn't get to about the jury house. When we were in the jury house and Russell and Jesse were talking, they said, you know what? If Jeff makes it to the final two, I'm probably going to vote for him because he did the best game possible by getting the big players out.
Yep.
He took risks. he made his moves when he had to make them, mm-hmm. and that was better gameplay.
So do you think they would vote for Kevin then, if he made it to the final two?
If Kevin could articulate how much he actually played in the game, mm-hmm. Natalie, I think, will have no trouble doing that because she lies and tells stories so damn much she believes it. Anyhow, so Natalie's already in the diary room been saying how right. in Jesse's HOH, the first one, she steered him towards this. Mm-hmm. And then when he was HOH again, and when Russell was HOH, she steered him to this. And she was going to say, I'm the one who came up with the lie idea, mm-hmm. and I'm the one who did this.
That's true.
And I'm the one who do that. So she's going to have no trouble getting that shit out, whether it's true or not.
That's true.
Kevin is more subdued and reticent, and I don't know if he's going to be able to articulate as well how much he did behind the scenes.
I think he will be just fine because Kevin talks a lot more than you think. He really, really does. But Kevin is one of those kind of people.
The silent.
He is an observer. He notices almost everything. So, you know.
I think if Kevin could explain it, mm-hmm. he would have a chance against Natalie.
Yeah.
Natalie, though, is going to definitely, and see what Kevin needs to do. If Kevin and Natalie go to the end, Kevin needs to say, well, yeah, Natalie did that, but she lied about doing that. She didn't really do it. That was so-and-so. She just took the credit for
it. Yeah.
And when Natalie came up, told about this and this, she lied to try to throw y'all off.
Well.
And, you know, so he's going to have to really work to really let everyone know what he actually right. did because they didn't all see it.
We're kind of getting ahead of ourselves because, you know, we have to go through another POV and right. whoever wins the POV's got the power.
But what I'm saying is when we were talking about and who they should take with them, I kind of agree that whoever wins the next HOH who picks who they get to take, mm-hmm. they probably want to pick their own side member. So if it's Natalie, if it's Kevin that wins the next one, he might want to take Natalie instead of anyone else. If it's
I don't think so. You
don't think? Nope. You think he should take Michelle?
I think if Kevin wins the POV, which I hope he can, and takes himself off, I believe that Kevin will not pick Natalie, if at all possible. Because Kevin already has in his mind, both Kevin and Michelle have had the conversation about Natalie has so many jury members. Friends in the jury. So they do not want to go to final two with her.
Yeah.
No, they do not. And I don't care what they're telling her, but they do not. Trust me, them two are smart enough to know. Now, Jordan may not be thinking along those lines, but it'll come to her eventually.
Now, if Jordan makes it, and she's the one who gets to pick who she takes with her.
She'll pick.
What's her best bet? She really doesn't have a best
bet. She doesn't have a best bet, but she'll probably pick Michelle. She won't pick Kevin, and I doubt if she'll pick Natalie, although she likes Natalie a lot.
Yeah. She's kind of screwed in that she hasn't really done a lot.
No, she hasn't.
She needs to try to make up what she's done. Well, I am sorry to see Natalie as HOH, but I'm very interested to see what she's going to do. As far as her nominations and then what shakes out with the veto. Because this week, the person who wins the veto is the person who votes.
Yep.
So they really have the most power
of
the whole week.
Because they're the only one who votes.
They're the only one who votes. Mm-hmm. So it's going to be great. All right. Well, we didn't have any email this week, but we did have a voicemail.
Oh, yay.
So let me play that.
Hello, ladies. This is Mimi from the Big Brother Level podcast. And I just wanted to thank you guys for making my Sunday bright and happy because I had to work today, but I got to listen to you guys' podcasts on the way to work and the way home, and you guys are hysterical. Yes, Sister K, you are as hysterical as Sister J. Let me just put it out there. You do have your moments of hilarity, believe me. But I just wanted to point something out that there have been more. I think John called to say there were only two Asians on Big Brother throughout the 11 years. But I don't know if you guys go back to season one, Curtis was an Asian gentleman, and he can be added to G in June. Okay, so as far as I can tell, three, but that is still a woefully inadequate number, don't you guys think? So that's it. I just wanted to call and thank you guys. Your podcast is getting better and better every year and actually every episode. You guys are wonderful, and I look forward to your next episode. All right, take care, ladies. Looking forward to the finale, seeing how this all turns out. Go, Kevin.
Oh, that was great. Thank you, Mimi. That was a great email.
Voicemail.
Voicemail. See, I'm on the email. And I agree. Go, Kevin, for the win. Oh, I hope Kevin can pull it out.
Thanks, Mimi, for that voicemail.
Yeah, awesome. That was so nice. Our first voicemail on Big Brother. Okay.
No, we had another. We had our first voicemail was last week.
Oh, that's
John,
right.
John talking about
that's
the,
right.
Yeah. But thank you, Mimi, for the great comments about the podcast. We try to do our best, and we hope we give, you know, great information and entertain at the same time.
And I'm glad she pointed out that, you know, if I'm funny, you're just as funny.
Well, I think you're hilarious. Hilarious, darling. All right, well, okay. That is it for our episode this week. Everybody, hopefully... well, stay watching for the rest. I know a lot of people are upset about Jeff, but hey, stay in there, y'all. It's bound to get better when we get to the end.
Yeah, we only got a couple more
people
weeks.
Have to really backstab each other, so this is getting good.
Hey, they've already done that.
Yeah, that's true. Mm-hmm. Well, if you'd like to get in on our voicemails for next week, you can call us at 972-692-7341. We also have email you can send us at sistaspeak@gmail.com. And you can also go to our website, get more info at sistersinreview.com. That's it for now. I'm Sister K.
And I'm Sister J.
See you next week.